Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy holidays, listeners. It's me, Rhea.
And me, Jem. And this week we're going to do something a little bit different. So for this holiday special, we're going to do a film commentary of the first Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Woo! Yay! Ooh, exciting!
Exciting!
What does that mean? Well, that's a good question. So basically what that means is that we're going to watch the movie and comment all the way through it. So this is going to be a really long episode. So what you need to do to listen along at home, if you'd like, is to turn on the movie and then just make sure that you're synced up with our recording. We'll tell you exactly what we're seeing for the first 30 seconds of the film so you can sync it up pretty well. And you can watch it with us, like we're there in the room with you.
Yep. So we've got a little bit of chatter before we get started. If you have the movie loaded up and ready to watch, if you were just going to listen to this episode at the same time as you watch the movie anyway, you're good to go. But otherwise, probably stop this episode and come back to it when you're ready, when you've got your DVD set up with your not illegally pirated version. Because who would do such a thing? Who would illegally pirate a movie?
Yeah, you wouldn't steal a handbag.
You wouldn't download a car.
Okay, should we get ready to go then?
Oh, I think so. Okay. Oh, just quickly, sorry that we missed our last episode, listeners. That was the reason why you're getting a super long holiday special, is because we missed our December 15th episode because I was busy moving house and didn't have internet and also spending time with our parents, who I haven't seen all year because of the terribleness.
Yeah, super fun. All right. Well, okay, so let's start, all right? So when I say 1, 2, 3, start, that's when you can press play, listeners, and when you can press play as well. God, I wish I could talk. When you can press play as well, Rhea.
Yeah, you're getting us okay. Raw, unedited listeners. We can't edit this because it's happening at the same time as the movie, so prepare for lots of
every sneeze. It's going to be bad. Okay.
Us fucking up. Ready? Apple Bobbin coming and hassling me that I can't edit out.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, play. Okay. So we're at 0 seconds, 1 second, two.
Oop.
We're starting to see the Warner Brothers logo.
It's rippling. It's flying away from us.
Yeah, I can see Warner Brothers Pictures.
An AOL Time Warner company.
Beautiful. I think we're there. I've got synced with you, Rhea.
Dun,
so
dun,
join in,
dun,
listeners.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Privet Drive.
It's
an L.
On Privet Drive. Yeah, there's an L. Okay. I think anyone Penny watching left. At home should be
New
able
L.
to figure out where we are now. So
I hope that was very confusing. There's Dumbledore.
Amazing.
He just appeared out of the mist.
Wow, what a creep.
I know.
I've seen this film so many times, I feel like I could do it with my eyes closed and know exactly what's happening. Like, I could recite the whole thing. How about you?
Definitely. Although, actually, the last time I saw this was about a year ago.
Oh, that Deluminator sound was really, like, crackly in my ears. These headphones are good.
What if your volume up really high?
Actually, maybe I do. It's pretty good, though. I want it higher. Fuck my eardrums. They don't matter. All right. Actually, one of the fondest memories I have of watching this film was, like, when I was in year 7 of high school. And it was, like, my birthday around the same time that it was, like, end of school term. So the school holidays were coming up. And you know when school holidays are coming up and teachers are, like, lessons, they don't matter. Let's just watch a movie in class.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we watched The Philosopher's Stone around my birthday, and my friend Sarah, guest on the podcast before, actually baked me a happy birthday gem cake, like the pink and green one that Hagrid gives Harry in this movie.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
And everyone in the class ate the cake. Yeah, everyone in the class ate the cake and we watched the movie. It was great.
Amazing. You should tell that story again when we get to the scene where we actually see the cake. Don't use up all your good stories now, Jen. We've got to keep talking for the next 2 hours, 30 minutes and 12 seconds.
Oh, dear.
Oh, here comes Hagrid.
There he is. Oh, what a man.
Amazing.
All the goggles, too. What a look.
It's so good. His face is so dirty.
Yeah. It's dirty in the sky.
Is it? Is the sky full of dirt?
No.
No, okay.
Well, it is really dirty. That screen brightness up. Yeah, I can see that dirt. Should we do the thing when we actually see Dan Radcliffe where it's like the annoying thing when the protagonist first comes on screen where it's like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Thanks for flagging the joke for the listeners before we got to it.
You're welcome.
I feel like we're missing a very important dialogue. I'm going against, like, I'm fighting all of my base instincts to keep talking over the top of the movie because it's so, like, ingrained into me to not talk when the movie's on.
We can have moments of silence.
Nah, this is not what they're paying for. Yeah. Listeners are paying for our talking the whole time. I'm just going to drop this fucking baby here.
It's like October, right? He's going to freeze.
Yeah.
Baby popsicle pop Potter.
Also, like, it would have been so easy to just, like, knock on the door or ding dong ditch. Like, you don't have to leave the baby alone at night.
So cryptic. Like, imagine if someone else had just come along, picked off a baby.
Oh my god, there's a fanfic. Like, some random person kidnaps the baby off the doorstep. My baby now. Ah, there's the title. Look, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Philosopher's Stone only. If you're watching Sorcerer's Stone, turn that shit off and start again. Oh, there it is. So annoying. All right. Oh, Fiona Shaw, lesbian icon.
Oh, I love her. She's amazing.
It's so small in that cupboard. Like, I have a cupboard under my stairs. Oh my god, here he is. I love this scene. Going to the zoo! So annoying.
God, Dudley's awful, but he does have that older sibling energy.
He does.
Shove him in, kick the door closed. Fuck yeah, what an icon.
God.
Oh god. Snuggling into your son's face. Awful.
It's gross.
Oh. Harry, look, he's so little compared to the rest of the family and everything. He's so small.
I know. It's the clothes make him look so much smaller too. Yeah. Oh my god, here we go. It was your birthday recently, wasn't it, Maria?
It was. 2 days ago as of recording. But last year I had 37.
God, I love Harry's face.
Oh, the God, sass. It's
insufferable.
God, it's so weird that all the houses are, like, completely identical.
Yeah. Is that, like, a normal thing? English listeners, hit us up.
According to Mum, it is. Mum, our resident expert on all things England.
I mean, she did live there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the reptile house. Best place in the zoo. Ugh.
My fucking house.
God. Oh, guys, don't you know this snake's actually Nagini? It's not.
It's definitely not.
It's just a snake.
That was a cool theory for a while, too. Though.
Yeah. This is me at the reptile house just chatting to the animals.
Just talking to the snakes.
Hoping that they'll wink.
Glaring at those terrible people who bang on the glass. Don't bang on the glass. Yeah. Leave the animals alone.
Yeah, it's like the fish rule. Don't bang on the glass.
Wow, that snake looks a lot faker than I remember.
This part looks pretty good. That's probably a real snake there, maybe.
No, definitely not. It's absolutely
when it's like
a puppet.
And stuff. Oh, I don't know.
No way. That's not a real snake. Snakes don't move their heads like that.
Well, we'll have to find out.
Hey, so fun fact. Earlier on today, when I knew we were going to be recording this, I was like, okay, I should go online and look up a bunch of trivia about the first Harry Potter movie so I have things that are like fun and interesting to say. And then I just did not do that at all.
Amazing.
Yeah, I got nothing. Nothing but my own thoughts and opinions.
Well, I mean, there's no rules that we can't Google during the show. I'm just going to Google if that's a real snake or if it's a puppet, because I think... I mean, obviously that's CGI.
Yeah, this is CGI right now. Absolutely, that was not a real snake. It was a puppet and CGI. I fucking love when he gets trapped in here. Suck shit, idiot.
Yeah, it's so good. Philosopher's Stone.
And then, like, the way she screams, it's like he's dying. He's fine. It's not like they can't get him out.
Harry Potter and the Stone... What's the here? Snakes on a film. Oh, what a website. There must not be enough snakes in Britain. La la la.
Oh, God. Let him go. Don't grab his hair like
facts
that.
Facts about snakes.
God, I hate Uncle Vernon.
Nah. All the stuff I can find about these snakes is just it's meant to be Nagini, and it's not. So I can't find out if it's a puppet or whatever, but... Oh, well, I guess we'll never know.
Hear the owls come.
All the owls are so well trained for this movie. Like, God, look at them go.
The Dursleys are so terrible, and they get... Like, they deserve everything that they get.
Here we go. The first of many failures. Just slide it under your door, Harry. Just slide it under your door.
It's right there. Don't
take it into the kitchen.
Why would you do this?
No. Put it in your pocket before you walk in the kitchen. Read it later.
Made a funny walk.
Harry's got a letter! Walking surveillance, Dudley is. Oh, the way that the letter trembles as well.
God.
The Dursleys, they act so good. Oh my God, the actors nailed it.
Oh, amazing. It's so cool that, like, it's a movie where all of the main protagonists are completely unknown child actors, but all of the bit parts are, like, these incredibly respected, like, lauded actors and actresses. Amazing. Your so movie funny. Wishes it could be this good.
Yeah. I seen, like, I think it was on Graham Norton or something like that. It was Maggie Smith. And she's talking about how since she went into Harry Potter, she's had a lot more young people noticing her and coming up to her. And apparently one little boy asked her, "Were you really a cat?" And she said, "Just pull yourself together."
Amazing.
What a mood. I do love it in the book, though, how we see, like, oh my God, this scene. The look that he gives Harry gets me every time.
Utterly diabolical.
All of JK's tweets. It's so good. God. There's, like, deleted scenes, so you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we keep talking over the top of each other, listeners. Usually we can edit around this, but we can't right now. You're getting us raw, unfiltered.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a deleted scene where I think the letters arrive in the eggs and Petunia's cracking the eggs to make some sort of cake or something and all the letters are coming out of it. Which
amazing.
I loved as a little detail from the book. Just the absolute chaos of that.
I always loved in the book when the letters show up rolled up in the eggs because there's just no explanation for that. Like, everything else can be explained away, but the post office doesn't deliver mail inside of eggs. I love his hair as well, like how unhinged he's become.
Yeah,
he's losing his mind.
The cracks are getting bigger. He's starting to lose it. Oh, God.
Yeah, Harry.
The house is rumbling. Look, it's so extra. I love it. Harry, catch one.
Catch one. Come on, you can do this. Grab a bunch, shove them down your pants. Come on, Harry.
Yeah, eat one.
Goes for his cupboard. Just run out the front door.
just... My God.
Oh, the chaos. Far away!
Where they can't find us!
Oh, so many great lines in this movie. I'm going to be doing that a lot.
That's really good setup. That's like the first 12 minutes of the film, and we're already into like we've already established everything about Harry and the mm-hmm. Dursleys. It's very good.
Yeah, we know everything we need to know about his life, them, the way they treat him, how desperate he is to get away.
Yeah.
And now this incredibly sad scene where he's just drawing a happy birthday to himself while, like, abandoned in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Oh. God, the score is so good for it as well. John Williams, my boy. Chef's kiss.
Here he comes.
The only time we see a gun, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure this is the only gun in the entire series. Amazing. What a king. I love him so much.
Love the entrance.
Prone. Jesus. God, the way he fires it after he bent it.
Yeah, the fucking balls on Vernon Dursley. The actor's name is Harry, though.
Incredible. See, these are the kind of like fun little facts and tidbits I could have been peppering in if I'd bothered to look anything up.
These are just things that I just know in my brain. I forget everything I learned in year 10 math, but I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, do you have a fun story you could possibly share about this?
No. It was a good tasting cake. Sarah's an amazing baker.
Oh, I love that Hagrid just can't spell. Happy birthday, Harry. Yeah. Oh, we're about to watch Petunia lose her shit.
Oh, I love the little monologue she does. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm tying knots in my headphone things. Now I can't hear the volume. Great.
Oh, my God. I just got you those.
I know.
Can you please not wreck them? This is why you can't have nice things. Oh, there it is. I love when he said to me that, like, oh, your Twitter handle is like Gem just Gem, like Harry just Harry, but really I had no intention of that. I'm just like, oh, it's Gem, just Gem, because it's not longer than that.
Just couldn't think of anything clever.
Yeah.
And yet, somehow you named it perfectly, because that's your superpower, being incredible at naming things.
Yeah. It's both a blessing and a curse. Too dumb to realize what I'm doing. Idiot savant. I love this look. Pajamas. I wish I had, like, pajamas like that. But alas, we live in a hot country.
Yes. Can't have good pajamas.
No. Sleep in the nude every night.
Here she goes, queen. Tell us how you really feel.
Freak.
Amazing.
The delivery.
Vernon just leaning into glare next to her.
Get you a man who supports you like this.
Oh,
They crashed into an alligator. The alligator pulled out a knife, gave me the scar. God.
There's so much packed in, like, I'm struggling not to just be like, iconic, 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 after every line.
This movie is probably the most iconic, obviously, because it's the first.
Yeah.
And, like, the aesthetic that's captured, it has big Christmas energy too, which is great because, obviously, it's I'm watching Christmas movies every day of this month, listeners. Because mm-hmm. I cannot be stopped.
Yep, you're in the mood, feeling jolly.
Feeling holly jolly, Jim. God. It's so cruel. He's just a child.
Yeah.
Harry's so nice.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
A good egg. Big crash.
Oh, the score. The score is just incredible.
It's so good. No wonder John Williams is on my Spotify Wrapped every year. I love the way that, like, the Leaky Cauldron sign sort of appears when they get closer. It's very nice.
Yeah, God, I don't know if I ever noticed that before.
Yeah. All these background characters. Amazing hats.
That guy in the top hat's got to be Daedalus Diggle, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, the music stops. I wish my name was Doris Crockford. That's amazing. It just blows my mind that the guy who plays Quirrell is a northerner.
Oh, God. Wow, I didn't know that.
And, like, his accent's gone. Like, imagine if he played this with his normal accent. Troll in the dungeon! Sound just like our relatives.
It's wild to be an actor. Imagine just being able to change everything about yourself. And, like, yeah, getting paid to do that.
You get to play dress-ups. Yeah. Oh, this reminds me of the ride at Movie World before it was decommissioned for copyright. copyright infringement.
It wasn't copyright infringement. It was Warner Brothers Movie World, and Warner Brothers owns Harry Potter.
Yeah, but, you know, they were starting their own, like, land. Harry Potter Worlds, so they had to get rid of the one at Movie World. I remember once you did, like, the thing where you tapped the bricks.
Oh, yeah, when we went on... Because we just went to that ride again and again and again. Listeners, we live, like, 45 minutes away from a big line of theme parks that are, like, huge in Australia. Movie World, Sea World, Dream World. What's the fourth one? Wet and Wild?
Wet and Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. We should remember that we're not just talking to each other and explain ourselves a bit more. Ah, Diagon Alley. Oh. It's so magical. Madame Malkin's.
What are they eating?
Who knows? Things on sticks?
Pretzels on sticks or something? Yeah. They invented pop cakes.
Hedwig!
Ooh. All these owls are great. I love the little bat. Yeah, this guy.
Yeah!
Oh, he's God, there's great. Testicles. I just saw bat testicles on screen. Never noticed that before.
Clearly you weren't
New
looking.
Discoveries every time. Why were you looking? Bat balls.
It's Your right
eyes
there.
Are always searching the screen.
Of course.
Nimbus 2000. Oh, amazing. The one bank.
it's all like crooked and leaning. It's like, I wonder how much of wizard architecture is just held up by magic. Like, they just...
definitely all of it. They can't be fucked actually building anything.
Yeah. They definitely don't build anything. They just, like, expand and stretch things and make it all crazy.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad that they don't, because I know for a fact J.K. Rowling would have made, like, another race of magical creatures that are all just builders, and that's their only purpose.
Oh, God.
Like, how all the goblins are bankers, and all the elves are servants, slaves.
Yeah.
et cetera, et cetera.
It's cool how the goblins have, like, an extra knuckle on each finger.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Super long. Warwick Davis,
of course. Do you know the behind-the-scenes thing to this, is that, like, Daniel Radcliffe was looking a bit too calm, and they wanted this moment to be a bit spooky because Warwick Davis's goblin character is a bit intense. And so Warwick Davis actually did a shot where he, like... Yeah, Griphook, he, like... Not Griphook, this guy. He did a shot where he, like, yelled at Harry to get a response from Daniel where he looked shocked.
Oh.
And it didn't work. Daniel just laughed. This is Griphook here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a line in the book that, like, always makes me laugh that happens right here, where Hagrid's like, oh, can we go a little bit slower? I'm feeling a bit sick. And the goblin's like, one speed only. And then literally the next words on the page are, they were going deeper now and gaining speed. Like, why is this goblin just fucking with him?
Sadistic. Oh. All right.
You're loaded, boy.
He's too rich. Time to bully. Eat the rich. I'm sorry, Harry. You've been good, but it's time to cancel you.
Yeah.
I love that little sound effect.
This locks.
Amazing.
So intricate. And then it's just this nondescript little brown paper bag, but the way the score swells. Oh, God, this movie's good. So cool. Why don't I watch this every day?
It slaps. Everything about it is amazing.
The way he just sort of snatches it out of the light. Sort of dims out.
This big hand.
It's good. Love a big hand.
Oh, here we go. Creepy John Williams cameo. Not John Williams, John Hurt.
Yeah. I always took that as, like, makers of fine wand since 382 BC. I always took that as Ollivander was that old, not, like, his family has been making wands that long.
Yeah. Me too, because that's, I guess, what you told me, or how you explained it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 382 BC, though, like, what the fuck? Like, why were you making wands back then? Like...
That's so
how are you surviving
ago.
The fucking saber-tooth cats and shit?
Saber-tooth cats?
How long ago was 382 BC?
200... No. What year is it now? 2020? So it would be...
Yeah, yeah.
2,402 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's not that long ago.
Yeah.
I always think... When's BC? So that's... Like, BC is before Christ, so when was Christ born? I honestly don't know.
Year zero.
Oh!
We count up from zero, up all the way up to 2020, and then for BC, count down. It's like negative numbers.
Oh, okay, alright, makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense now. Okay.
So it's not like BC starts at zero and then goes up to a secret number and then we start again at zero. It's like zero and then it's like negatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I knew this, but unfortunately my brain's just full of Harry Potter. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah. You've got the Harry Potter facts. I've got, like, the basic laws of reality.
Wow. Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah. That's definitely a reverse of our usual dynamic. We've wasted so much time talking about years and not Ollivander and his incredible... his incredible everything.
His vibe.
Oh, he just gives him wands that make shit explode, and Harry's like, oh.
Yeah. Imagine this is just your shopping experience. Like, you go in, it's like, oh, I'd like a kilo of salami, please. And they're like, all right, chuck it at the wall. not the salami for you. Just mash it with your fists. Nah, not right. And then they give you the salami, the perfect salami, and everything, like, flutters, and there's this amazing wind, and you're like, yeah, this is the one.
And then you just have to keep questioning the butcher, because he's just like, curious, curious, curious.
And there's a cryptic backstory. Cryptic backstory about the salami. Didn't anyone tell you this salami beat your parents to death? It's crazy, right? John Hurt has one of those faces that's always looked old.
Yeah, like, that's why I thought he was like 2,402 years old.
Even when he's in, like, Alien, and that was, like, one of his earlier roles, I think. I'm probably very wrong. I don't know. Mm-hmm. One of his earlier film roles. His face looked wizened when he was young.
Mm. God, Alien was, like, 40 years ago.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
God, I love Alien. Let's do an audio commentary of all the Alien movies after we do Harry Potter.
And then Terminator.
Well, yeah.
Just every movie we like.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde.
Hocus Pocus.
Alien movies. Terminator. Hocus Pocus. Rise of the Guardians.
Mad Max Fury Road. Kung Fu Panda. Oh,
yeah.
All the classics.
Okay, maybe that can be like an extra Patreon thing.
Oh, by the way, Harry's first ever birthday present.
It's such a good gift. By the way, listeners, our plan is that, like, we're going to release this one onto the regular stream, and then any successive commentaries that we do, like Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, etc., release as like a $5 patron level. So that's Sickle. So if you become a $5 patron, you can have access to those commentaries. But maybe we'll do, like, a little extra thing where if you go to a $10 level or something, you can, like, request what movie you'd like us to do a commentary for, and it doesn't have to be Harry Potter. That could be interesting. What do you think, Rio? Are you there? Oh, I think Rio might be having some audio troubles right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Like, oh, sorry. Was it very noticeable that I disappeared for a while?
There she is.
What happened? I'm back. The headphones that someone beautiful and amazing got me for my birthday are not working, so I had to swap over to my backup work headphones.
Oh, God.
I tried to do it seamlessly while you were talking about the Patreon, but I guess it was super noticeable. Sorry.
God. Okay, well, maybe I'll get you some new headphones that work.
No, I'm having similar problems with the headphones I just plugged in, so I think it's not your fault.
Oh, God. But anyway, I was just mentioning that it could be a possibility that maybe at the $10 level we could do commentaries for films that aren't Harry Potter if people suggest films that they want us to do a commentary for.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd love to do that.
Or, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Cool. We missed all of the very important background information about Harry's key backstory.
We know what's going on. I also love the way Voldemort looks in this, where it's just a man in a cloak. It's very good.
Yeah, I was going to mention something about that.
Very effective. I mean, I was scared of that as a kid.
Oh, yeah. The way that he, like, fires green light at Lily and she screams and collapses, it's very scary.
Yeah. Yikes. I love this little thing. I thought that if we ever made little business cards, they should look like this ticket here. It'd be cute. Bye. Just pieces out. Oh, I think Rhea might have gone again.
I can't hear anything again. I feel like you're probably talking to me.
Yeah, I am talking.
This is such a problem.
No. I can hear her, but I don't think she can hear me. Sorry, listeners. We knew this was going to be a bit of an awkward run. I mean, we don't have the best kind of technology. But we're going through anyway, and do not stop the movie. We will continue to persevere.
There we go. Okay.
You're being funny, do you?
Something so weird is happening where I'm getting the movie audio perfectly, but you keep dropping out.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I know. What exciting. Have you done? I have no idea. I thought it was the new headphones, but I think I must have the speakers plugged in or something, because obviously I just moved house and I had to like disassemble my computer and then put it back together. I must have plugged something into the wrong jack somewhere.
Hmm.
Anyway, shut up about that. The Weasleys are here.
Your little Bonnie.
Oh, she's so little.
Exactly 9 3/4 years old.
The way the Weasley twins establish themselves. Here he is,
King Shit. Rupert Grint. I love him.
He's great. And Molly, of course.
Oh. It's crazy that Rupert Grint is just a baby here when he's just had a baby this year.
Oh, God. That is wild. The passage of time. Awful.
Oh, good luck.
Terrible. Yeah. Make it stop.
Did you know what he called his baby?
Was it Ron? No.
It's a girl. They named her Wednesday Grint.
Oh, excellent. Very Adams Family. I really hate how Harry runs through the wall and then immediately stops. I always just imagine Ron just crashing straight into him. Like Ruth, dickheads who, like, get off the escalator and then just stop in place. Don't do that.
Oh, no. Move to the side.
Move to the side. Be aware of where your body is in space and how that affects the people around you. I can't really talk.
Shit.
Yeah. None of us are used to being in a public space, so you get a free pass for a little while.
Here we are.
But once we can all be outside
this train
again.
Before.
We have. Oh, God. Look at that beautiful train. Remember our train episode and all the weird train facts?
Very good.
Very, very good. Oh, God. The journey from platform 9 3/4. It's where it all begins.
They're so cute. They're so little. Look at them.
Look at them acting.
Look at their little faces. Most of acting is reacting. This does not mean acting again.
Look at them say their lines to each other. Oh, God, so small.
Here she is, the Terminator.
There she is. Oh, look at that horrible sandwich. They could not have made that look less appealing.
Oh. Wow, okay, different vibes. I was like, actually, that looks pretty tasty, you know?
Nah, it's like mushed into a ball.
I don't think that was Molly's work. I think that was Ron just shoving it into his fucking pocket.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Molly is not to blame for anything. This is so much candy for 2 11-year-olds.
They're going to be bouncing off the carriage walls.
When he says, we'll take the lot, I always imagined he meant, like, you know, we'll take some of everything. But there's an entire, like, 2 massive jars of candy that they must have just taken from the trolley.
She goes down the rest of the carriage and is like, sorry, kids, we're all out of candy. 2 11-year-olds bought the whole trolley.
Fucking money bags, Potter.
He's free. What happened to that guy? Like, did he melt?
He must have. He is made of chocolate. He's not alive.
I mean, he'd have a bit of a longer life in Britain, I imagine, than in Australia.
Oh, in Australia, he'd be dead before you opened the packet.
It's already mushy. Oh, that's so horrific. Australian chocolate frogs. They're like gasping and bubbling. They're like...
Oh, no,
not
stop
attractive
this.
At all.
It's so awful how, Freddos. Like, the Albus Dumbledore in the chocolate frog card is clearly frozen and cannot move, but then he's gone.
Oh, here she is. Yeah.
Here she is.
Queen shit.
Look at her tie. How it's black with the Hogwarts crest. I'll have a note on that later.
Okay. Oh, do they just change to black
stupid
ties?
Stupid fat red yellow.
Oh. apparently, like, Emma Watson always talks about how she... You can see her, like, mumbling other people's lines in the background of this movie. I've never noticed it before, though. Let's see if we can see it this watch through. Because she knew all the lines, because she was a nerd.
Yeah. Big Hermione energy. She memorized all the boys' lines and would mouth along with them.
Holy cricket!
Oh, my God. They're trying so hard. You gotta enunciate. Say those lines, little actors.
I mean, they're walking the same halls as Shakespearean gods. Like, you better believe they're gonna enunciate. The audio messing up? Sounds like it. Oh, they're so little compared to all the other students. Hagrid having a boat to himself. Amazing.
Lost your audio for a minute there, again.
Yeah, I figured so.
Yeah. Something really weird is happening where I can still hear the score of the movie, but I can't hear the dialogue or you.
Okay, I'll just be the dialogue for you. No, wait, you
can't
hear me.
Yeah, that's good. Just say all the lines. The listeners will love that.
Oh, look at all these little faces.
And a pretty immediate. So, like, can you hear...
Oh, you've lost me again? Oh. Sorry, listeners, this isn't very entertaining. Oh. I never noticed that Ron actually says wicked there.
That's cute.
The things you pick up on with headphones.
The way they just... The way they sail across the lake to the castle and it's all lit up and gorgeous.
Here she is.
Oh, there's the boy. Terrible slicked back hair.
Yeah, so nasty.
And Slytherin. Oh, the bias.
The bias jumped out.
I don't want to talk over her lines. She deserves better than that.
Yeah, give her some respectful silence. That's a real ass toad. Toads are so gross to me as an Australian, because my only conception of a toad is a cane toad, and that is foul.
Awful. Destroys the environment.
Yeah.
Look at this foul little awful boy.
He was kind of like one of the only child actors that had some actual like movie acting chops.
Yeah. And he was in like, The Borrowers.
Maybe, like, 1 or 2 years. Yeah, The Borrowers, his little pea green.
Yeah.
He was like maybe a few years older than the others too.
Mm-hmm.
This rejection is top tier.
Oh!
Wow.
Incredible.
How do you recover from that?
Just slaughtered him in front of all their peers.
KO.
Oh, that score. Listen to it go.
I think, is this Harry's Wondrous World by John Williams?
Great Hall. This is one of the only scenes where they're all wearing their wizard hats. Remember that in the books, everyone is wearing these hats constantly.
All the time.
All the time.
It's You got something to say about the ties?
The ties, yeah, right. So if you look at them, they're all wearing black ties that have the Hogwarts crest printed on them. So I remember ages ago, like, somebody talking shit about how it doesn't make any sense that everyone has robes that are personalized to their house, when, of course, when they're buying their robes before they come to Hogwarts, they don't know what house they're in. But if you pay attention, they're actually all wearing generic, just black robes. And we see later in the movie when they get the robes to sync to the house. And I'll point it out when it happens.
Yeah, it's up in the common room.
Yeah.
It shows us all the scarves and stuff in Harry's room.
Exactly. It's just such a cool little detail that you don't notice until you watch the movie a few times.
I noticed because I pay attention.
And something that's, like, distinct to the movies as well, because in the books, there are no, like, house-specific robes. They're all just wearing generic black robes.
And everyone just knows what house they're in.
Oh, they just sort of... Yeah, they kind of just do. They're like, oh, two Ravenclaws are walking past, but how would you know? Because there's nothing distinct about them.
They just got a Ravenclaw look about them. It's just the vibe.
Yeah, radiating nerd energy. Oh, your future wife.
The hat animation doesn't look too bad.
Dumbledore, his little fake dainty claps
that Dumbledore does. Alphabet, what? Oh, how grumpy the hat looks. It's like, Slytherin.
I love that it just doesn't even touch him.
No, yeah. I always thought she was pretty.
She is. It's also just like, it's wild that they pull up this random person. Like Hermione, Malfoy, and then Susan Bones, I guess.
I could definitely see Quirrell had hair under his turban in that shot. I could see the bottom of the hairline.
Oh, really? I should keep an eye out for that.
Which is wild.
Well, I guess at that point he wasn't...
The man.
He wasn't being possessed by Voldemort, so maybe he shaved his head after the possession?
I thought it was... that's a good question. I thought it was actually by the time he was at Hogwarts, he was possessed, right?
I thought he only got possessed after he screwed up.
I don't know.
The thing with the troll, when he screwed up and... Wait, when did he screw up? I can't remember.
I've always thought that he went for a spring break and then Voldemort latched himself in the back of his head. And then he came back and, like, from the Dark and Alley scene onwards, he's always had Voldemort in the back of his head.
There's a part in the book where it's like, from now on, Voldemort decided to keep a closer eye on him. And I always thought that was where he got possessed. Or at least, that's where he got, you know, the face in the back of his head level of possessed.
Well, I always thought that he had that because he's always wearing the turban.
That's true, and, I guess.
It would seem like a good cover because he's like, oh, it's a gift, you know?
And he definitely had Voldemort with him that day in Diagon Alley because they tried to break into Gringotts and, like, Quirrell didn't do that alone.
So I always figured it was, like, you know, always there from the moment we meet Quirrell. He's got Voldemort back in his head.
Just another mystery, I guess.
But that's a good question.
Yeah.
Did Quirrell already have a shaved head, or when Voldemort latched himself onto the back, did Quirrell have to shave Voldemort's face?
Or maybe, like, the pure evil radiating off Voldemort caused him to lose all of his hair. Like Professor X, how he's so telepathic that he goes bald.
Like a nuclear blast, just all the hair just falls off.
Yeah.
Stress, instant.
Also, we've glossed over this, but, like, a hat that announces your secret fears and thoughts to all of your school, all of your school peers... Horrible. This is a nightmare. Oh, that beautiful goblet.
I think the assumption is in her. Oh, there she is. Aurora Sinistra.
Oh, the most bangable teacher in Hogwarts.
Dumbledore's left side. Oh, this fucking food. Oh, I know most of it's fake, but
Wow, I really should have had dinner before Chris we recorded Rankin. This. I'm so hungry.
You didn't have dinner?
Nah.
It's an hour later where you are, Rhea.
Yeah.
You fool.
I had lunch at 3:30 and it's currently 8 o'clock. I just didn't really want to eat dinner before we recorded.
I had pumpkin soup. It was fucking good.
Very in the spirit.
I love Chris Rankin. Do you follow him on Twitter?
I do, but, like, I'm very rarely on Twitter. Tumblr girl, that's me.
Oh, God.
I know. It's terrible, particularly at the moment. There he is. Here to fuck with everyone. God. That, like, coming out of the food to scare the first years, total bullshit. Why did he do that?
Because he could, Rhea.
Why are they acting so spooky?
Just drifting through people eating their dinner. Imagine you're just trying to eat some fucking chicken and you just feel the icy chill of death descending on you.
Yeah.
God.
You've never seen a ghost before and then this guy pirate, like this gay pirate comes at you swinging his sword. How can you be merely
Look
headless?
On Harry's face. So funny. Like, come on, Hermione. Look, all the logos are gone from their ties. They're just plain black now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I just saw up close. Keep up.
No, they've still got the logos in their ties.
I know, they're back. Maybe it was just a different angle.
Hmm.
God, the WHS hazards that these fucking staircases cause.
Oh, that's a good episode idea. WHS problems at Hogwarts.
Oh, can you still hear me? I think your audio might have gone out there for a bit.
No, I'm still here. Can you not hear me?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I can
hear
you. Oh,
no. I'm still here.
Yeah, you can hear me. I can hear you.
Beautiful girl does a curtsy.
Yeah, flower lady.
I've devised an ingenious solution of whenever I lose audio, I just rip out my audio jack and immediately plug it back in. That seems to fix it.
I hope that's not messing with the what your mic's picking up if it picks up movie stuff.
No, I've got my speakers completely turned off.
Oh, okay.
Another queen.
Most of this was filmed at Annick Castle, right?
Yeah. All of this stuff. Yeah. Oh, actually, this is probably a set.
This is all set. Yeah, this is all set, but like a lot of, some of the hallways and I think external stuff is Annick.
That common room is too small for the number of students that would have to be in there.
It's way too small. Yeah.
There's like two places to sit for what's got. Ah, there you go. See? This Those is where they get uniforms. Their new uniforms.
Yeah, front and center. Pay attention.
Which I would assume are either provided by house elves or, like, you buy generic black versions and then the house elves, like, change it to Gryffindor or whatever house you're in.
Well, it's just the vests and scarves and ties that the house elves would have to provide. Everything else, like, I mean, there's a white shirt underneath that grey sweater there. Oh, this always makes me sad and happy. Look at this.
Yeah, gentle.
It just, this encapsulates the movie for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
sitting there.
Emotional.
Reflecting on everything he's gone finally, through.
He's finally feeling like he's actually safe. He can sleep soundly. He's in somewhere where, like, he won't be hassled. Oh, so much.
This is the moment. He's starting a brand new life. Everything's going to be different from now on.
Yeah.
Oh, Malfoy, front and center, like a fucking nerd.
I would 100% be getting lost for the first week as well.
Oh, there's no way you wouldn't be.
I can't even find myself, like, my way around my own city that I've been living in for 2 years now. I was, like, going shopping the other day, and I asked this clerk, like, if they have something in stock in their store. They're like, oh, no, we don't, but it's at this other store. And I'm like, oh, where is that? They're like, oh, it's only 4 kilometres away, it's in this suburb. And I'm like, I don't know how to get there. And she's like, you can use Google Maps. I'm like, oh, I promise you I'll get lost, but thank you.
May as well be on the moon. There's no chance of me finding it. Oh, here he comes, sweeping in like a fuck.
God. He left the door open too.
I know. I've never noticed, but they're not in the dungeons because there is sunlight streaming in through the windows.
Yeah, this must have been, like, you know, but I guess when I think about the dungeon set from, like, movie 6 and movie 4 onwards, I think, maybe movie 5 onwards, it must have been a whole different
set. This is like definitely the room that they use in Fantastic Beasts, though. Crimes of Grindelwald, I think.
This is definitely the room, I think, where also later when McGonagall's looking for Oliver Wood, I think she just opens this door and looks inside. This is like a very similar look to the classroom that they're sitting in. Oh, see, he's taking notes.
I know.
To not pay attention.
It's such bullshit to see a kid writing in class and be like, oh, you're not paying attention. Like, he's clearly paying attention. New celebrity. Credit where it's due. Alan Rickman. Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, here's his cryptic message that I'm deeply regret Lily's death or whatever.
Yeah.
Talk like a normal person.
Just say it with your words. Say, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I did a terrible thing.
No, he's got a John Donne his way around it.
Yeah. And because he can't say it, because he obviously isn't sorry, because he doesn't change his behaviour. The real apology is not doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Isn't there, like, a deleted scene where he's like, why don't you ask Hermione? She clearly knows the answer. And everyone in the room laughs.
And then Snape gets
more mad and takes, like, 10 points from Gryffindor. I think I've seen that.
Oh, the beginning of Seamus' character arc, which is blow shit up.
Oh, yes, the Irish character, blow shit up. Yikes.
Is that a trope?
Yeah, it's commentary on, like, Irish, like, the Irish Civil War.
Okay.
Irish tourism.
I'm not familiar with this. The roof doesn't look like the sky right now.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you wouldn't get that amazing shot of the owl swooping in, but I never noticed that before.
I'm trying to see, like, how many POC actors and characters I can see in the background.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like when we first got McGonagall talking to them on the stairs, I could spot, like, two or three.
I think there was the girl who played Lavender Brown originally was on the stairs with them. I saw her.
I saw some. I know that
there's a significant increase. There's a significant increase in the third film with Alfonso Cuarón in, like, as a director. He sprinkles in a lot more POC, just like visibly on screen.
Hogwarts is definitely incredibly white at first, and like it continues to be very, very white.
I love the look of the Daily Prophet, though.
Gotta be a nightmare to read. That font is terrible.
Yeah.
Prioritize readability. Garamond, Arial, Times New Roman.
Wow, the publisher jumped out.
The way that Hermione is not their friend, but she's absolutely eavesdropping and just squinting at them suspiciously. They were destined to be friends.
God, insufferable. Oh, here she is.
Oh, it's just my amazing wife. Actor, amazing actress, amazing actor.
This is Anik as well. We've been here.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely where we've been. We've walked around this whole area. We saw that girl who was trying to do a cartwheel and just kept fucking landing on her neck. It was terrible.
I don't remember that.
You don't? That's my clearest memory of going to the Harry Potter castle, watching this girl just absolutely stack it over and over again until her parents were like, stop.
Wait, was it me?
No.
Were you watching me do it?
No, okay. Some random kid.
Oh. God, that's nuts.
Wow. The Hogwarts Mystery Game, like, just replicated all of this exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Like, it really did well on the locations.
This broom is, like, bewitched, right? And it's meant to have been Harry's broom, right?
Oh, that's a cool theory.
Like, one of Quirrell's failed plans.
I don't know that for certain, but that's a really good idea. It makes sense. Like, he definitely goes for the bewitched broom later. Why not now?
Yeah. Or it could just be setting up the idea of a bewitched broom for, for like the readers and the audience.
I think in the book, like, Neville just yanks his broom up and then is too nervous to go down, but that was definitely bewitched. Like, Neville couldn't have been flying that around on his own. He doesn't know how. Wow, you're so right. It was, like, jerking away in his grip. It was absolutely bewitched.
Maybe that was something that they wanted to introduce early. Like, it is quite sinister when you think of the plot of the first movie. It's fucked. The teacher's, like, trying to kill him all year.
Yeah. And he's not even suspicious of him at all. Hey, she's wearing the same tie as they do when they first show up.
She is. It's like when you see the PE teachers wearing, like, the sports uniform, but adult size.
Yeah.
Wow, fat phobia jumped out.
Yeah. I love this. The way he just swoops out, like...
Full disclosure. When he swoops out and swoops back in, me, as a dumb kid who had no object permanence, used to think it was two people that were flying up. That Draco went off screen and then another kid who looked like Draco came out and met with him up in the sky and then we just lost track of him. Like, for years. Because I couldn't put together what had just happened.
Incredible. That's amazing. I love you.
I never told anyone that. It's too ashamed when I realised the truth. I'm like, oh, he just moved around.
Look, obviously Malfoy's like a little, just terrible person. About to say a very bad word there. but like, credit where it's due, he flies really well. Like, he does that cool sideways swoop out. He does a big barrel roll. It's cool.
All the little whooshing sounds that they put in.
Yay! This looks so natural and not at all CGI.
There he is.
Seamless. Seamless transition, Harry.
The kid's just patting him on the back.
The beginning of his addiction to fame.
He's sad. He's always chasing that high.
All of the teachers' robes in the first movie are so good. This iconic green velvet look. High collar, big brooch.
Yeah.
A fashion queen. Yeah, you're right. It's the same room.
That looks like the dungeon. Yeah. Love the roaring iguana.
Yeah. Oh, and the big dinosaur skeleton. Not dinosaur. Dragon skeleton in the background. Later that gets...
Oh, hello.
Always new. It's so shameless the way that Nelly Headlessly cuddles up to him. It was like, oh, my best friend, the famous Harry Potter.
This has bigger older sibling energy.
Yeah. Harry just can't keep his robes on. They're too heavy for him.
Oh, it's so annoying. It's always bothered me.
Yeah.
Fix it.
He's too little.
She's eavesdropping again.
I know.
She's always dropping them eaves.
So nosy. So in their business.
M.G. McGonagall, 1971.
Hermione notices and they don't.
Yeah.
It's cool that there's the occasional blank canvas. Like, obviously the portraits inhabitants have gone somewhere else.
And sometimes the portraits are still because they can't be bothered animating them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Creepiest statue ever.
Is that the same one they use in movie 3?
I think so. It's like in the third book, that's the statue that Harry crawls into the hump of to get to the Hogsmeade, right?
Yeah.
I think so. It's got like a secret passage. But I've obviously just like pulled it up here for aesthetics.
it's cool seeing, like, how much stuff definitely gets recycled into later movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I never noticed that skeleton in the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom, but it's been there since the beginning.
Yeah. We're done for. Chapter 7. This is you with apple bobbing.
Yeah.
Anyone here, my sweet?
I so do that. Whenever I'm like, well, my stupid broken brain is like, oh, there's somebody in the apartment with you, my go-to is to look to apple bobbing and see if she looks alarmed, which is not helpful because she always looks alarmed.
Oh, look at this pap.
What a good boy.
Give him head scratches times three.
I'm so interested in the biology of Fluffy. Like, yeah. Obviously no one was walking the dog. Was anyone feeding the dog? Does it need to be fed? Does it thrive off, like, the magic of guarding something?
Does it have three stomachs or one big stomach?
One big, definitely. It's got three throats leading to one stomach. Here comes the best line.
The delivery, and then just the walking away, closing the door with the chin up. Iconic.
And Ron, amazing, needs to sort out her priorities.
Yeah. Oh, hello, sir. Teach me how to hit them balls.
God, what's his name? Sean Biggerstaff or something?
Yeah, Sean Biggerstaff.
Playing Oliver Wood. His name is so many dick jokes.
So many innuendos. Isn't he gay now? I mean, he was always gay. He was. I don't know if he is gay, actually.
Genuinely don't
Maybe
know.
I'm thinking of the Mean Girls guy. I think I'm thinking of the Mean Girls love interest.
That black turtleneck is definitely a gay look, so I could believe it.
I mean, he's pulling it off. No, it's hard to pull off a turtleneck.
This is such a fucked thing that he does. Now be ready to defend yourself, yeah. Child.
Whack. 100% I would, like, try and hit it and miss and it would just land on my foot.
Yeah.
Break every bone in my body.
I'd, like, shatter my arm with just the stress of swinging the bat and then also miss. Jesus. And the bludgeon would crash into me and I'd die.
He just caught that, like, wearing a cable knit fucking turtleneck. Like...
Yeah, no armor.
When they do Quidditch, they're wearing, like, leather armor and shit. He just caught that, like, that would have been, like, a fucking weight hitting his ribs.
Like a cannonball. That would have hit him like, yeah, a cannonball out of a cannon.
He just was like, yeah, whatever.
I'm all of a fucking shit house. Or he's just got, like, all of his ribs just shattered and he's like, oh, can't show it in front of Harry. Just gotta get through this.
Can't show weakness. This kid was murdered and just, like, sat up again. I can't show weakness in front of him.
I really hope he can carry this chest back because I cannot do it myself. I'm dying. God, the snitch is beautiful. I like that.
Where'd
he,
it go?
Yeah, he immediately loses track of it, but Harry's got it.
Yeah.
Oh, built to be a seeker. There he is, his iconic book pile.
I love it. This is the look that you prefer, the more bangable Flitwick, right?
Yes, absolutely. Look at his robes. They're gorgeous. That embroidery, little vest.
Little waistcoat?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
The man knows how to dress.
I saw Susan Bones. Oh, wait. No, it's not Susan Bones. No. Sorry, I'm just looking for her. She's pretty. Where does she go?
Seek her out. Seek her out. Theo saw. Here's a question. What bird or creature did those feathers come from?
Surely an ostrich.
They're huge and, like, so uniform.
Yeah, like the bottom, the underside of an ostrich is like white and large feathers, I'd assume. It doesn't look like a peacock feather.
Doesn't look like anything. It's so wide, but also too thin to be a real feather.
I don't know. Write in, listeners. Let us know. Oh, here we go.
He was saying that's so wrong. He was saying Wingard Leviosa.
Wingardia Leviosa. This is going to be sad times.
Yeah.
God, Alfie, who plays Dean Thomas, is so much taller than all the other boys.
There she is, eavesdropping again.
Always dropping them eaves. Have you seen How to Get Away with Murder?
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Everyone should watch it.
Alfie's great in that. Yeah, it's good.
Although, to be honest, I've only seen the first few seasons. I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah, neither. I haven't finished it yet.
I will, though. I'll go back to it.
Oh, this food.
Oh, the bats and the apples. That's like a pig's head on that juice.
Yeah, yum. I think it's meant to be a hog, like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Oh, mention of Parvati. Parvati, sorry.
Parvati. Oh, the food looks so good. Oh, Halloween. Hey!
Iconic. Like, there's no way Krill's straight, right?
No. It doesn't get better.
There's no heterosexual explanation for that.
The scream, the silence, the thought you want to know, then he collapses, everyone starts screaming. Oh, so good.
It's so funny. Fuck is Slytherins.
God, could you act more sus?
Yeah, how could it get in? How could it fit in the door?
Oh, the doors are all huge.
Yeah, especially the door of the girl's bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Look at these doors. Why are they like this?
I love that little musical. Diddle,
diddle, diddle. That's definitely the corridor from the second movie where the Chamber of Secrets message shows up.
It looks like it, yeah. Get a pedicure. What a look.
Love Hermione just backing up, being like, well... And back in here I go.
About to die. Not today. Jesus.
That their first go-to was to throw shit at it. You're wizards.
Very good. They always forget they're wizards.
There's definitely an episode in, like, how wizards problem solve things without magic as their go-to. It's crazy.
Oh, here we go. He pulls out his wand and then jumps onto the glass.
Oh, CGI Daniel Radcliffe.
He only knows one spell. Oh. Oh my god, I just saw a close-up of CGI Daniel Radcliffe's head and it was very upsetting.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fuck. It's so close.
Ron, you're a wizard. Come on. I love this troll.
Me too.
He's great. He's living his best life.
I vibe with him 100%. I love this Ron moment too.
Yeah. Ron deserves this. He's so great.
Love Ron. Oh, God.
He saves the day by listening to what Hermione was trying to tell him earlier. The team's really gelling.
Yeah.
Harry did something dangerous as shit, nearly died. His classic maneuver.
Yeah.
Can see why they become bonding friends. I hate this. Ugh, it was so deep up there.
Yeah, that was a good, like, 4 inches up his nose.
Harry wipes it on his robes.
There's a sink right there, Harry.
You're in a bathroom. And then she lies for them.
The look on Harry's and Ron's faces just get me. They're like,
what? They're trying to go along with it.
God, the looks. So funny. It's like, stop perving on me. My eyes are up here, Potter.
Harry just glaring at him like he thinks he's the ultimate detective and he's really just 11.
Imagine, like, an 11-year-old finding out that you're, like, an undercover evil Dark Lord. How embarrassing. Losing to literally 3 11-year-olds.
It's so cute that she gives them points for good dumb luck. He's so good at being nervous and twitchy.
Yum.
I'm so interested in Quirrell and his knack for trolls. What does having a knack for trolls mean? Can he control them?
That's like how Lockhart has a knack for memory charms. I guess it's just like a thing. I mean, I don't think it means he can control them. I think he has a way with them. It's like how I have a way with goats.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm a goat whisperer.
Okay, I'm not going to unpack that right now. That's ludicrous.
I have a way with goats. I have a calming presence on them. Like, whenever a goat's freaking out, I look at it and I say, hey, and it stops freaking out.
Whenever a goat's freaking out.
And it looks at me with its square pupils.
When have you been around
a goat? I can also
a
summon a goat to me. There was 2 goats at school in ag, and also when we went to the Ecker, people were selling goats, and then the goats would be freaking out, and I would be like, hey, and the goats would stop freaking out. And I could also summon the goats when I was at school. I could get them close to me easily.
You are stealing my pig summoning story and making it about you and goats. This is bullshit.
No, this is the truth.
No, I can summon a pig. You're making up this bullshit about goats.
100% truth. Ask anyone.
Shut up. We're missing the part goats where they don't know what's in the package that's clearly a broom.
Yeah, what else could it fucking be?
A broom! It's a broomstick.
I love the blatant nepotism of this too. Like, they full on bought him not just a broom, but the best broom ever.
Yeah. It's like buying a student a race car because you want him to drive for you.
It's like, you want, it's nuts.
Oh, the Quidditch uniforms. It's so good that they make them wear full-on robes while they're flying around.
Yeah, it's funny as.
I suppose we'd need it, though. England's cold. Or Scotland, I guess.
Yeah, and you're up in the air. I do like how in later movies they have, like, the kind of leather-padded armour on, like, their, like, lower arms and over their chest to protect their heart, and on their heads they have, like, helmets. I think that's a nice touch, because at the moment they're literally wearing cable knit, which, as we've seen, can protect you from a cannon blast to the ribs, but, I mean...
Yeah, God, they're not wearing any armour at the moment, are they?
They've got boots on, I think, but that's it. Gloves?
Boots? That's bullshit.
Do they even have gloves?
Wow. Yeah, I didn't notice that before, but you're right. The actual Quidditch uniforms don't come in until later.
I I didn't notice that Neville's just yelling, Gryffindor! Very cute.
It's wild that there's students seated down the bottom of the stadium as well. So they're not just up the top in those little towers. They're around the base. Look at them. There's so many of them down there. That's not where the action is.
There's way more students in those stands than there is in the actual population of the school. Like, surely.
Yeah, there's supposed to be about 1,000. We had about 1,000 students at our school, and we filled up one quad. There's way more than 1,000 people seated in there.
Yeah, no, way more. I think my prediction is, we've talked about this before, I think there's about 700 to 800 students at a time, not 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 is the number from JK, but her math is wrong. Her math is wrong, or something's wrong with the population of the school. It's one of those two things. Is released, and the game begins.
The game begins. Very good.
Da, 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 da. Oh, the score.
The flying people do not look good.
No. This is also so dangerous. Like, she nearly just flew into the stadium.
Yeah, shit. Anya, Angie. Oh, shit. Nearly died. Oh, look at the looks.
The adult robes are so good in these early movies. Later, they get lazier and lazier until they're eventually all just wearing muggle clothes with, like, a cloak, maybe.
I know. So boring.
I've got such a bone to pick. Like, with the costuming of the Harry Potter
this
movies.
This guy.
Marcus Flint with his troll blood. The sexual tension between him and Wood radiates.
Incredible. I think, is it in this film or... Maybe it's in the second film where Marcus Flint is like, take that side to his to his chaser.
No, that's definitely
this
one.
I say that
one.
All the time. Whenever, like, Josh and I are out shopping and there's a big crowd coming toward us and we need to move, I'm like, take that side.
Oh, this guy's hot.
Yeah, I know, I was just thinking... Here we go. Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, decimated.
Like, this is surely illegal,
hey,
right?
Hey, Dumbledore, where's your arresto momentum?
Yeah, fucking hell. No, he's not important. Surely you can't just attack the keeper like that.
No, that's got to be a foul.
Quidditch is a mess. Like, we know this. Quidditch is... like fucking stupid and there's no rules and it sucks.
All of these there it is.
Take that side.
And this has got to be illegal. You're like grabbing the other players. Causing them to crash.
Jesus.
Like, what are the rules? He just grabbed the quaffle out of her hands. That can't be legal. Surely you can't snatch it off each other.
Why are there 700 fouls and not one of them are things like this where they're like fucking killing the keeper and harassing the players that they purposely crash.
Also, like, you should really have substitute players. Like, you shouldn't just play the rest of the game with no keeper. Why are there no, like, seconds to take your place? Oh, here he goes.
It's
spotted
a stupid, stupid game. Oh.
There you go. Ride him, cowboy.
Oh, here he is. CGI Daniel Radcliffe is back. Oh, it's a new there it is.
Look at the intensity from Quirrell. White
knuckle
grip.
Look at that mustache guy in the back. Leave it to me. I'm going to set someone on fire.
Hermione runs the length, not even the length, she runs around the Quidditch pitch, climbs all the way up to the top of one of those huge towers, and gets to the back of Snape in seconds.
Yeah, I keep telling you, she's buff. I've been saying it before and I'll say it again, Hermione Granger, buff.
Look
there
at
she
her,
goes.
Up the stairs.
Up she goes, running.
Climbs like
breath. She don't got
20
asthma.
Flights of stairs in like nothing. I can't imagine.
I love the little look she does as well.
This is wild.
She's so evil. She's like,
oh, that woman right next to him. She's gorgeous.
Oh, I love her hat.
Yeah.
Oh,
that man behind him is hideous.
Yeah, I did see that. Sorry to that man if you're listening.
Yeah. If you are, oh my god, please write in. I will take it back. Everything
ugly
terrible
man
I said.
From Philosopher's Stone. God.
The intensity.
What's the name of the Slytherin Seeker again? It's it was a trivia that came up and it's gonna drive me nuts now.
I don't know.
Jeremy something.
You gotta look it up.
Yeah.
He was doing nothing. Like, he was just following it. It was within arm's reach and he wasn't even going for it. Look at this. Look at him. The coward. Coward.
Coward.
Although not really. Harry does have a far superior broom because of nepotism.
Yeah. And also Harry does not fear death.
This is so unnecessary. Look at him, the dickhead.
Mmm, tasty. I love the reactions from the audience.
Yeah.
I love that sound.
He fully swallowed that.
Yeah, he had to regurgitate it.
Her goggles. I'm really paying so much attention to the clothes. Because when we do commentaries on later movies, I'm going to have shit to say about the clothes.
Oh, me too.
Don't even get me started on Fantastic Beasts. I hate all the costumes in Fantastic Beasts. It's so lazy.
Mm.
All the men are just in suits and all the women are just in dresses.
Yeah, some of them I think are very nice. Like, I loved Leta Lestrange's looks from the second Fantastic Beast. I thought she had some cool looks. But then again, they're not robesy, they're not wizardy.
Yeah.
They're just, like, office wear.
That's my problem. It's not that they look bad. They look great, but they're not robes. They're not magical at all. They're just suits and dresses. I can see that in other movies. Give me robes. Give me wizard fashion.
Or give me 1920s-esque robes. Like, that's even more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I love how in the book it's he bought him off a Greek fella.
Yeah.
The implication is that it's Hades.
Well, it's like definitely from somewhere in Greece. They've got to be Greek, but then for some reason they change it to Irish. Something that never comes up again, ever, anywhere in the series.
No.
I have such, like, a clear memory of seeing this in cinemas for the first time ever when we were so, so young. And on the drive home with Mum and Dad, like, excitedly bouncing up and down in my seat and recalling all my favourite parts of the movie. And then Mum saying, what about Hagrid saying, I shouldn't have said that. Wasn't that funny and great? And me being like, yeah, I love Hagrid.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's, like, one of my strongest memories of, like, early Harry Potter days. Look at this guy and his staff and his cool eyes. Who is he?
Who is he?
Why is he there?
Oh, wait. Maybe that's Nicholas Flamel. Maybe he's visiting Dumbledore.
Oh, cool.
Interesting. Because, like, the staff could be, like, a cool, like, alchemy thing, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, Christmas vibes. Woo! Happy holidays, y'all.
Happy holidays, listeners. It's cool that Ron has a good thing that he gets to be good at.
Yeah.
Wow, his voice is echoing in that room. Everyone else is dead silent.
They're like, shh, shut up, Fives, a ten is speaking.
You can hear the fire crackling and their voices and no other sound.
Ha, I do wonder where Harry got his clothes from. Because, like, he's got a blue sweater, he's got this green sweater.
Mm.
Like, it's not like the Dursleys got it for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just a movie thing.
Yeah, it's just a movie thing. Like, in the books, he canonically wears Dudley's clothes. Whenever he's wearing Muggle clothes, it's Dudley's clothes. He never buys himself other clothes.
Oh, I love this scene. Oh no, I'm sad.
He was not expecting presents, but he got them. Once again, this common room is not big enough for all the students. Harry and Ron have completely taken it over.
Well, I mean, no one's there, but still.
Hmm. God. Dumbledore is, like, needlessly cryptic and terrible, but he's got the nicest handwriting.
Oh, so beautiful. I remember, like, that was a common primary school thing that teachers would say to my parents. It's like, she's got lovely handwriting, because I had nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Because I was a good student who never did anything wrong in my life, ever.
An English teacher once told me that my handwriting was, quote, genius, because my A's, E's, I's, O's, and U's all looked completely identical, so it was impossible to tell if I'd ever misspelled a word.
Incredible.
Yeah. God, love the music of the Invisibility Cloak. Do you remember when we got to play with,
Yeah, it's awesome. Do you remember when we got to play with the Invisibility Cloak in the, Maya Centre in Melbourne?
Mm-hmm. That was earlier this year. They had, like, a green screen you could stand in front of and a green screen cloak and you could see yourself on the camera turning invisible.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I think, Typo actually sold those for a while. I wanted one, but I was poor, so I couldn't get one.
Love that the, like, security measures for the restricted section is just, like, not even a lock, just a latch you can pull.
Fucking latch.
Harry, you are a wizard. Why are you carrying a lantern? Use your wand. Your wand, Harry! Your wand!
He hasn't learnt that spell yet. Give him a break.
Lumos?
He learns it in the third movie. He doesn't cast a spell this movie. The first spell that we see Harry cast cinematically is in Chamber of Secrets, a dueling club.
God, that's right.
There's a screaming book. Don't wake it up. It was sleeping.
I hate that book. Why does a face come out of it? Terrible.
Oh my god, this reminds me of the games.
Oh god.
Filch is on his path. You gotta get out of this way.
By the way, listeners, later, probably next year, 2021, we're going to be streaming the Harry Potter games on Twitch. I cannot wait. I'm so excited for it.
Hell yes.
Cannot wait to replay the PC game where you've got to stay away from Filch while he hunts you through like 20 different libraries.
I can't wait to watch the game. Just like when I was a child, no, I would never play it. I just watched my sister play.
Yep.
The younger sibling vibes.
That's our dynamic. Why would we change it?
Oh, good girl. Did they find a red-eyed cat, or do you reckon they just CGI'd it?
Hmm, good question. Cats don't really wear contact lenses.
Yeah, so they'd have to CGI it.
But it looks really natural.
The sexual tension in this moment.
I know, right? Love Harry, like, backing around Snape. Just stay still.
I know.
Invisible man search!
Krill's like looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you right now? Like, imagine someone's doing? Pressing you against a wall and threatening you, and then they suddenly turn around and reach their hand out into empty space and then come back like, you fuck.
And it's then like what? The way that he slowly looks at his hand and then brings it back around to grab you again, like, what are you doing?
I'm terrified. I think I'm gonna die if that happens to me. I'm like, okay, this is a crazy person.
Also, the way they run off to, there's a student out of bed. Like, as if there's not 20 students out of bed every single day. Yeah. Everything's so high stakes in the first movie.
Yeah.
Oh, snow on the windsill. Windowsill, not windsill.
Windscreen sill wipers.
Oh, damn, if only we could edit this. But nope, just gotta hear me say stupid shit like windsill.
Raw and unaltered.
Audio sad issues hours. And all. Here it is.
I'm gonna get sad. Yeah, this makes me cry every time.
Yeah. Oh, the music. I show not your face, but your heart's desire.
Such a cool design for the mirror.
Why did whoever made that mirror, like, carve that on there backwards and broken up in a weird way? Like, if it's a code, it's a very easy one. Oh, his parents. And he looks around for them.
Oh, don't talk to me right now. This is sad. Like, he doesn't even realise who they are at first.
He's never even seen a photo of them.
No.
And the way he smiles and nods, like, yeah, it's us.
Oh, no.
It's so weird to think that Dumbledore's standing in the corner, invisible, watching this happen.
Fucking Dumbledore.
Oh, Harry. God, I want to hug him. He's so small. He needs help.
Oh, no.
Why will no one protect this boy?
No. I always loved Ron's little patchwork quilt.
He must have brought that from home.
It's like a handmade one. Yeah, his blankie. And the little, like, jingle of, I think it's like a xylophone when the cloak goes on and off. It's very cool.
Oh, sound design impeccable.
Oh, it's fantastic. Bloody hell, I love it. So mad they cut out the scene where, like, Ron goes up to Harry and, like, asks him, like, hey, you want to play chess? You want to come play Quidditch? And Harry's like, no.
Yeah.
And Ron is like, you got to get away from that mirror. I know it's not good for you and all this sort of stuff. They cut that out because I didn't have enough time, but it's a good Ron moment.
Yeah. Ron just being a genuinely good friend and taking care of Harry. Too busy character assassinating Ron. Can't leave in his best qualities.
Never just tell him outright.
No.
Answer these riddles three and maybe I'll give you a vague response.
The half moon glasses are so gorgeous on him though. Those golden frames.
So good. Yeah. Oh, Richard Harris.
Does Michael Gambon wear those?
I think so. He does, but silver, I think. Everything's silverized in him.
Yeah, he does wear. For some reason, aesthetic. I was picturing him and he wasn't wearing glasses, but I'm like, no, he definitely is. We'll see in later movies, I guess.
I think Michael Gambon even keeps a little bit of Richard Harris's accent for this, like for his Dumbledore as well, as a homage, or an homage, or however you pronounce it.
Homage. Oh, you can't beat the gravitas of this Dumbledore, though.
Yeah.
Forward, okay. Like, ugh. The way he drops down to a whisper, but he knows that he's got Harry.
So good.
Oh, we spend so much time with Hedwig in this movie.
It's so pretty. Oh, she's so cute. What were the names of the owls? There was Ghost, Casper, Oops,
Elmo,
Swoops.
Oops, Swoops,
lots of owls.
Oops, Swoops, Elmo, and Uh-oh.
Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Uh-oh, that was another one.
Gizmo, Elmo, Oops, Swoops, Uh-oh. There's two more.
I think Casper and Ghost.
Casper? I don't think it's Ghost. I should know this. I named all of my pets in the Hogwarts Mystery app after the Hedwig owl actors.
Oh, I named them all after foods like cheeseburger, milkshake, hot doggy dog.
Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. Pepsi I got to look up the last one. Oh, she's a queen. Bandit.
I've watched this scene before.
That was Bandit, the last one. Gizmo, Casper, Oops, Swoops, Uh-oh, Elmo, and Bandit.
Perfect. I've seen this scene before because I accidentally watched a version of this once, which was Sorcerer's Stone, because it was the only copy I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird to hear them using this term Sorcerer's Stone in this scene.
What Unnatural.
It's disarming.
Did they, like, film it twice or just no they would just audio dub it wouldn't they
no they filmed it twice I'm pretty sure exactly the same
god that would be annoying
yeah
Americans just learn the word philosopher. It's not that hard.
God, such an issue.
Oh, Hagrid's hut. Oh, to live on a hut on the edge of a forest.
What a mood.
He's so cute with his apron and his big oven mitts. And all God, of his oversized furniture.
Yeah. There's so much stuff in this movie. Fang! Don't look up when Fang died on Harry Potter Wiki. Sad.
No! Why would you say this?
Oh.
We need to talk more about
the big slobbery dog.
I absolutely love the dichotomy of Hagrid naming Fluffy Fluffy and Fang Fang.
Yeah. Fang, this little wussy dog that's so scared and cowardly, is Fang, and then Fluffy, this terrifying three-headed dog. Fluffy. So good.
Of course you do, growing up with Charlie.
Charlie probably had like six of these in his sock drawer.
Yeah. They're all terrified. Rightly so, it explodes out of there.
Yeah, God, the eggshells really fly at the screen, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
She's gorgeous. Well, the absolute chaotic music that they put over this scene.
Yeah. From the shape of the skull, I think the skeleton in the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom is a Norwegian Ridgeback.
Ah, could be.
Like, looking at that and Norbit right now, the way that he's shaped, sorry, the way that she's shaped.
Yeah.
It would have to be a juvenile, but I think that's what the skeleton is. There we go, mystery solved.
Yeah. Good point.
The way he shits himself.
Oh, they're all so little.
They're so small. Oh, McGonagall in her sleeping bonnet.
She's got to keep her updo severe. The look on Malfoy's face.
The delight, the smugness.
The younger sibling energy of, like, getting your siblings in trouble.
Yeah. Also, turtleneck. Another very gay look.
The dynamics.
God, I love them. They're amazing. The smugness.
They're all so funny.
Ah, oh, the castle is beautiful. God, I miss the screaming.
So weird.
That was an oft-quoted line in our house for, like, our entire childhood. Yep. From Dad. God, I miss the screaming. Oh, yep.
Such a weird thing.
Dad loved Flitwick, not Flitwick, Filch in this movie.
Yeah. He also did the, oh dear, we are in trouble from Chamber of Secrets.
Oh dear, we are in trouble. Yeah, we got those constantly. What if you... Oh, and that one.
It's another one they use a lot.
God, I mean, what's Sebastian? God, we were just raised by Filch.
Yeah, it's a spinning image of Dad.
Yeah, that look. That's the look for Dad gives us every time I see him.
For context, listeners, our dad doesn't look like that at all. He looks more like Captain Feathersword.
Yeah, if you've ever seen The Wiggles, Captain Feathersword, that's our dad. Like, to the point at which I genuinely thought 100%. That was our dad when I was growing up.
Yeah, like big Captain Feathersword meets James Potter energy is Dad when we were growing up.
Yep. Oh, you weren't there for this because this happened 2 days ago. But when Mum and Dad came to visit me, they pulled out a bunch of like my baby photos and stuff to embarrass me in front of my friends. Because of course they did.
Fun.
Yeah, good. There was a bunch of photos of Dad when I was first born. He was like 27 years younger. Man, he looked like James Potter. He even had the iconic round glasses, the ones that Harry's wearing right now.
I know. I vividly remember, like, my earliest memories of Dad is him looking like movie James Potter from these early movies.
I've always thought of them as Dad glasses, not as Harry Potter glasses.
Oh, you can see it shifting in the trees. Mm. This movie scared the shit out of me as a kid. Also, weird take, but the unicorn blood, always kind of thought it looked tasty when he picked it up with his fingers. I'm like,
Yeah, it's the viscosity. It's that the thickness of it, and the way that it slides. It looks good.
Looks like mercury. Mercury is not edible, listeners. Do not eat mercury.
No. I love this part in the books where they split up and they find the centaurs and Malfoy's pulling pranks and Harry has to go with him. It's so good. It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta skip this part. Jem's too scared to watch.
Scared Potter. God, I love that dynamic. Oh, I'm such a slut for Drarry.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
That's gonna leap forward in all these movies.
Oh, yeah. God, those twisted tree roots. We come back to this clearing again and again and again in every movie.
Yeah, pops up all the time. Wasn't there a Forbidden Forest set for Warner Brothers Movie World Harry Potter Experience?
Mm-hmm. There was. Aragog was there. I touched him.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the part we have to fast forward because you'll have nightmares.
Oh no. God, the noises.
Ugh, that's Quirrell. Here we go. This is my favorite part. Watch for him. He comes back in the background.
Yeah, it's so funny. God, the way it swoops up.
Yay! Yes! Yes!
Oh, the music cue is so frightening here, too.
Oh, fan.
This is, I think this is called The Face of Voldemort.
Yeah.
This music cue.
Da 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 da.
It's almost Star Wars-esque.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's very Phantom Menace.
Yeah. Oh, that sound of those hooves. Oh.
Get fucked,
I don't
I'm a
like
horse.
To hear you go, but I love to hear it. Oh.
See, Voldemort could fly even here. Supposedly he learns how to fly later, but he just flew away. This guy is huge and jacked as shit.
I like how, they made him look kind of elfin too, with his ears and stuff.
Mm.
But whenever I see a centaur now, I remember what Sarah said, that absolute batshit insane take that it has a human dong on the front as well as a horse dong. And I hate it.
The way she said that, like, it wasn't a joke. Like, she talked about the human dong on the front, like, as if that was an accepted fact about centaurs. Crazy.
Insane. Absolute insanity. Oh my god, he's so little.
He's so little.
It's like Elf on the Shelf.
Oh no. This guy is huge compared to Harry. It's cute that Draco went running for help. He didn't just run back to the castle.
Yeah. Or they just heard him screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, friends, he's very distinctly
in
not human.
Tongue means friend. Yeah. Oh.
Harry, weight of the world on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He was definitely trying to kill him tonight.
Oh, God. There's Hermione using Voldemort in the first movie. Inappropriate.
Oh, the faith that they have in Dumbledore. The brainwashing starts young.
Just you wait. Honey, you got a big, strong cover.
Something that I love here, their costumes. The way Hermione's perfectly put together. Ron doesn't give a shit, and Harry's that nice middle ground.
Harry's that stressed exam look.
Mm. He's got his tie tied up, but his robes are undone and sort of half off his shoulder. He does not have the shoulders to keep those robes on.
No. He's little. He's a little boy.
He's so little.
I love Hedwig's theme acoustic version. Do 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 do.
Why didn't I see it before? God, he just genuinely thinks he's a detective. So earnest. Wow, the CGI. They are standing in front of a green screen.
Oh, 100%. And then they just shoot, like, going to Robbie Coltrane, like, on set.
Yeah. I always thought that line was, even if you're in the tree... Not even if you're in the trade.
Oh god, the green screen. I shouldn't have told you that. Run.
Run away.
Yeah, that was clearly filmed separately.
There she is. The ghost using the ghost pen.
Yeah.
Bane of my existence.
She's ruined our lives. Yeah. Fuck that ghost.
There's a bird.
Yeah, there's lots of animals.
Mm.
Wait, did Daniel have a haircut? His hair looks different.
Between scenes. Nobody ever listens to children. Oh, yes, their confrontation with Snape. I love this. He's right there.
He's just lurking.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Like, as if it's illegal to be inside.
So many people inside.
Why do you have to explain yourself? Just be like, we can be where we want. Fuck you.
None of your fucking business. They just had an exam. They're probably going to another exam.
The way Harry glares at him. Oh, sassy boy. People will think you're...
the billow.
Up to something. Oh, his robes. Amazing. Hermione's little skirt and tights.
I love this look. So cute.
Telling a frog to leave. You don't belong here, Toad.
It's very funny.
Also, you shouldn't be
What's
here.
What's Ron got against Trevor?
Like, you shouldn't be here. It's the Gryffindor common room. The fuck else should he be?
Oh, God. Ow. That fucking sounded like it hurt.
So brutal.
She did a full body bind at age 11. That's fucking impressive.
The way that they just step over him. Like, they just leave him
there. They don't even give him a pillow. Like, fucking hell. I'd at least put a pillow under his head.
Oh, Neville was brave standing up to them.
Yeah, good for him.
I think everything would have been fine if he'd been the chosen one. Like, not great, but fine. We would have gotten there in the end.
It would have turned out good.
Probably he would have died, but he would have stopped Voldemort.
Well, Harry died too. Yeah. So, what's new?
Oh, that dog looks so good for pats.
Yeah, it's soft.
Imagine patting a dog, but its head is the size of your body. Yes. Get in there for those scritches right behind the ears. Mm. They just dump
the invisibility cloak. There's no way that I could do this to a dog and it would not wake up. Yeah, they really always stress me out. Like, put it in your pocket, Harry.
Mm. Take it with you. It's so valuable.
Yeah. Who's to know they won't need it downstairs?
The dog breath smell would be unbearable.
Yeah. Down the pit, children.
Mm. Harps off.
Oh, the drool always looked kind of yum as well.
No, I hate the drool. It's like worse than the troll nose thing. Ugh, look at it.
Look at it go. Mmm. Yummy.
No, it's foul. It's slime.
Oh, he angry. I love Harry goes first. He's like, bye.
I love that it rips the trap door off. You know,
push the others down. Yeah, Jesus.
Harry's like, I'm out. God, garbage plant. Awful.
Yeah.
Here we go again with the character assassination of Ron. Hermione, logical, yeah. Cool, perfect. Ron, panicking, useless, hysterical. Also, it just makes no logical sense that the plant would let you go if you relax. Like, surely it's easier to eat you if you relax.
I mean, maybe it likes live prey, though.
Yeah, but it's a plant. Makes way more sense that you just burn it.
I love that plant makes a noise, too. Like, it's got vocal cords.
Yeah, it roars.
It's like, ah!
Leave him alone. He's a good boy. He's doing his best.
Steve Clovis.
Now it's time for Harry to be useful.
I love the sound of those wings. It's good.
They just don't look like birds at all.
I was gonna say.
Even from a distance, I'd say dragonflies or insects of some kind.
Yeah, there's insects in Australia that big.
Definitely. Here we go, Ron. Solving problems like a wizard. It's truly wild that Harry doesn't cast a single spell in this movie.
It's nuts. He doesn't cast a single fucking spell. Go on. So tired of your shit, Harry. I love how the keys just like start attacking.
Yeah,
it's like yikes.
I like that this completely defeats the purpose of like hiding this one key amongst the many, because obviously the one key that you're looking for is the one that's not attacking you.
Yeah.
This is a section that I could not get through in the video game. Dad had to do this for me. Whoa, there's a CGI Harry.
Wow. It's okay, CGI Harry can't hurt you.
He's so floppy, though. He does not have bones.
It's boneless Harry. It's Harry from movie 2.
Cool that the door's, like, already full of holes from when Quirrell did that. He could not defend himself against the keys.
Yeah, how the fuck did he do that? Do you reckon he just went Accio key?
Probably.
Nah, they probably got some sort of spells that can't work.
God, all the wrecked remains around the edge.
Very cool. This set's awesome. I love it.
Mm.
I love how they designed the chess pieces. They look really cool and distinct.
Yeah. It's great how, like, big they are and how solid they look.
Yeah. It's also cool that, like, the room knew that there was three people coming, mm-hmm. so there's at least two spaces and one knight, like, available for them. A castle and a bishop and a knight without a rider.
I always wondered why you wouldn't make Harry king. Like, surely you want Harry to survive this, so just make him the one character you can't lose. The one piece you can't lose, I mean.
Because it's already a king. Yeah.
Yeah, but... Fuck yeah. So here's a piece of trivia that I do know. Apparently, if you slow this down and look at it frame by frame, when Ron falls off the horse, like, him falling is a stunt double, but then him hitting the ground is Rupert Grant.
Yeah. You can see it quite clearly. You don't have to pause it. Just like, pay attention to when he's falling. It's like a man. It's not even, like, a boy. Yeah. It's like a teenager, at least.
Which is great, because that means they filmed the scene multiple times using both a stunt double and Rupert, but Rupert still had to, like, take the fall and hit the ground.
Oh, the big, like, bursts of dust or smoke as well. It's very cool. This song slaps as well.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Like, the bongos.
This whole scene slaps. Ron's amazing.
Yeah.
This is so scary for children to be dealing with.
Yeah. I was scared of this scene as a kid because it was loud and frightening and smashy. And I was like, oh, God.
All these drums. Like, this is a high-tension scenario.
You can clearly see that, like, the kids, they kind of get scratches on them from all the debris as well. Mm. Like, Harry's got, like, a scratch on his nose now.
Mm. God, yeah. The queen is so scary as well. The way she has her hands crossed in front of the sword.
Oh, I thought it was so cool. They gave the queen a massive sword. Awesome.
Yeah.
She looks so scary, like an executioner.
Mm-hmm. I love that for her. She deserves it.
Yeah. They all have like an armored look. It's very cool.
Mm. Oh, self-sacrifice.
King. Hermione just doesn't understand chess.
You! Oh, he's so brave. These children. God bless. Gotta love
him. Here he goes.
He's so scared, but he does it anyway. Oh, little Ronnykins.
He's so cute. It's a little boy.
Mm.
They're just babies, Rhea. It's very upsetting.
They're so small. He could have died. He doesn't know he's gonna live.
Straight up.
She could, like, swing the sword the other way and just fucking behead him.
Yeah.
God, that thing's scary. Look at it. It's horrifying.
Yeah. And he can't leave the square because then they'll lose the game.
Yeah.
So much stakes.
He just has to wait. Ugh.
He just has to... Oh, no.
He's so scared. Look at him. Amazing acting. Well done, Rupert.
All right, watch carefully. Here we go. There he is.
Oh, did you see that? That thing smack right into his cheek and leave that big gash there?
Yeah.
That was definitely real. He definitely just got hit in the face.
Shit.
Ugh. It's good as well that Hermione goes for the immediate emotional reaction of trying to go to Ron, and Harry has to be like, no, we're still in game.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, the way the sword just drops, the music. This movie is incredible.
This is perfection. Chris Columbus. Wow, chef's kiss.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, cute. Cute. I'm emotional.
Oh, God. Honestly, I'm tearing up. Amazing.
Me too. Don't talk to me right now. Misty.
Harry Potter's great. I should rewatch this movie more often. It's so good. That staircase is fucked.
What the fuck? Why is it three?
Where are they going? They're so deep down.
This proves they have no builders. They just extend things with magic. They're like, oh, whoop-de-doo, big staircase to nowhere.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
What is this hidden chamber? What is this used for when it's not storing a mirror?
Maybe they extend the floor and make it a bath.
Poor stuttering Professor Quirrell. I love that line.
Same. I tried to kill you.
God, that one. He's so scary when he drops his stutter.
Yeah.
This actor's great. I don't know his name, but he does it well.
I think it's Ian something. Let me look him up. He sounds like a theatre actor.
Yeah. That seems like a stage presence.
Quirrell. Ian Hart, I'm right.
Oh, well done.
English actor.
Honestly, we should have known he was evil from the start.
He also provided the voice for Lord Voldemort. He wasn't just Quirrell, he provided the voice for Lord Voldemort too.
Oh, cool.
That, in this movie, at least.
That makes sense, because it, like, I guess Voldemort's using his voice.
Yeah. Speaking through him.
Hmm. Anyway, we should have known he was evil because he's a white guy in a turban, and why? Why is he wearing a turban? Why does no one question it? But then I guess you do get the slight cliche dodge of not having, like, the only non-white member of teaching staff turn out to be evil.
Yeah. Yeah. That is good, I suppose.
Between a rock and a hard place, I guess.
There's just other headwear that doesn't have a bunch of cultural attachment to it that he could have worn.
Oh,
could have worn a pork pie cap.
The way Reflection Harry winks at him, amazing. Top energy.
Very good. Please.
God.
During this part of the game?
Yeah, absolutely. Took us so long to figure out you gotta spin the mirror around.
Yeah, just kept dying.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Nightmare fuel.
Here it is.
Face of Voldemort.
The way that it's like
stretches out,
pushing out, yeah.
Ooh, so unpleasant.
Again, we meet. Red eyes.
I must do. To I use that all the time.
See what I've become. Sight.
Oh,
he looks so uncomfortable.
It has, like, this... The way that face and head is animated gives me Spy Kids energy, and I can't explain why. Was there something in Spy Kids where there was a growth off someone's face? Was it the thumb thing?
Yeah, no,
There was. There was the guy with all the things coming out.
Yeah,
like, the hands,
he has
right?
He has four faces coming out of his head.
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
Glad we solved that. His nose looks so much better here. Honestly, this is how I picture Voldemort's face. Like, I don't like his look in movie 4 and onwards.
Yeah.
This is how I always imagine Voldemort.
Think movie 4, I think his look is great, but then from then on they get real lazy with the CGI and the makeup, and I don't think it's as good.
Movie 4 is definitely the best. Like, this one is how I picture him in the books. But movie 4, when he's just fresh out of the cauldron, like, that's a very, very spooky Voldemort. Then it gets progressively worse.
is only power. Those and two those weak. Too weak to seek it. Seek it.
This scene's buck wild.
Mm.
He fucking kills a teacher.
Yeah.
Just the way he zooms up as well. the wire work.
He can definitely fly. Like, absolutely he can fly. Yeah. I really like scary. Voldemort's attempt to manipulate Harry. That's so interesting. We should talk about that. Because, like, he can absolutely overpower him magically. Unless he's afraid of him, maybe? We should really talk about that moment more, but there's not enough time here. I mean, like, in an episode.
Maybe he knows that with one touch, Harry can take him.
I don't think he does.
Oh, God, this is fucked. This is fucked. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is horrific.
Yeah, this is horror movie shit right here.
What the fuck?
Crumbles apart. Ugh.
Like, enormous yikes. Yeah. Enormous.
And Harry looking at his hands like, how the fuck did I do that?
I would be scared to touch anyone ever again. I'd be like Rogue from X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, far out. Like, because you don't know if it... Like, it just came on so randomly. What if you just, like... You're fine after this, but then 4 years later you, like, shake someone's hand and they just crumble to dust again. Like,
yeah.
I'd just be terrified of that. Oh, this is frightening too.
Yeah.
This movie's fucked.
So dramatic.
And the way that this is like so close to the end of the movie too, when I fucking saw this, I'm like, oh my God, Harry's dead. Like, he died.
God, this shot is gorgeous. The lighting, the reflection on the stone. The colour in it. Oh,
the Get Well.
Aww.
The Get Well cards.
So clearly drawn by children.
Adorable.
Harry's little pyjamas are so cute.
This will be... Oh, his little fucking pyjamas.
Why is he bandaged? Fix him with magic.
He was definitely just waiting in the doorway for Harry to wake up.
Hovering there. You're assuming...
Oh, I was just in the neighborhood.
No, I think what happened is Dumbledore showed up and he's like, Harry's asleep. I'll just wake him up with magic.
Then he just walks out of the room and comes back in again. God. Tag yourself, I'm Ron. Like the portrait in the background with the nurse attending to someone.
Yeah. I like that it sort of mirrors Dumbledore's movements.
Yeah, it's interesting. The sort of monologue that Dumbledore gives is very misty-eyed as well. I'm like, oh, I'm sad.
Yeah. God, I'm just so smart. He is so high on himself. I like that he doesn't give him the false hope, though. He's not like, no, Voldemort's gone forever and you're safe. He treats Harry with more respect than that.
Yeah, it's good. This.
There you go. core message of the entire series right there.
Yeah. It's beautiful. There she is. Dump truck ass Pomfrey.
Hells yeah. With her cone hat.
Could be safe.
I always misinterpreted this. I assumed that he's like, oh, I don't want to eat a Bertie Bott's flavor bean, so I'll just get some toffee, but then he actually just ate a big hunk of earwax. Which is horrible to assume. Hermione looks so cute with her little headband.
Yeah. Alright.
Bros all being right, bros. Hermione.
Yeah, alright. Alright, Harry. Yeah, alright. Alright, Ron just keeps going. In a big loop. Yeah.
My longest alright ever. 10 hours. With their dorky little hats.
I did watch a little YouTube video today where it was like every Harry Potter death but a Hannah Montana like transition song goes on it, and it's like, oh yeah, whoa 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 yeah, whenever someone dies. Oh god.
Real quick though, we've got to talk about the entire pineapple that's just in front of McGonagall. Hopefully we see it again.
Oh, there's Aurora.
There she is, down the corner. We love her. I'm very into these Hogshead, like, drink things. They're very good.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
We earned this. We deserve this.
They earned it, and then some bullshit happens.
Why is he still bandaged? Oh my god, fucking candles are floating.
Yeah? Didn't he realise that?
No, it just looks like Snape is only just realising. I'm a big fan of well done Slytherin, well done Slytherin, however.
Yeah, me too. I just saw the look, the way that Ron was looking at Hermione, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. He's proud of her.
They love each other. Hagrid is such a good friend to all of them.
Mm. And he's so surprised. Oh, yeah.
Look at Harry. God, they're cute. They're so small.
So supportive.
The jealousy. The crush.
The fucking math game.
There, the pineapple was right in the corner. Did you see it?
Oh, I missed it.
There, in the corner.
Oh, I can see the top of it. Yeah.
It's what he deserves.
It is.
He earns this.
I just wish that they'd gotten special awards and not taken away all the hard work of Slytherin
House. Yeah. Oh, devastated.
Fucking hell. He even put up the Slytherin banners just to do this shit. So unnecessary.
God, the bias.
The bias jumped
and they
out.
Never put the hats on again. We're sick of this shit.
Oh god. I kind of like the little hats, they're cute.
God, the music.
So good.
Dun 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 dun.
Mm. There she goes. Mum's been to this train station, as she told us every time we watched this last scene.
I'm glad that you're fulfilling her job for her.
He's so small.
Yeah. This is so cute. Sad hours again.
His pockets are fucking huge. That was in my pocket.
Look at that fucking length of that book. That's 45 centimetres at the least.
Oh, this is the first time he's ever seen a photo of his parents.
Oh, stop it.
God, the emotion behind that. Little Harry.
No, don't. Oh my God. On with you. The chaos.
Hagrid, looking out for Harry.
Oh, here we go.
That look in his eye, he's like, I'm gonna burn down the Dursleys' home. The look of an arsonist.
He's forging his plan.
Yeah. He's gonna jump the plane. Jump the train, go live in the wild. Oh God, I just waved back at him.
Bye.
Wave along. Come on, listeners.
Everyone wave goodbye. Oh man. What a time. That was great. I love that.
God, this shot's beautiful as well.
It's been
Hogwarts Castle in the background, Hagrid, he's huge. The train.
The train's going. They're all going back. I love it. That was great. Oh my God. Like, it's been so long since I've actually watched the film with you.
I know. So it's
Steve Kloves. Well, listeners, I sincerely hope that you enjoyed that. don't look at the names. Don't ignore it.
Hey, a lot of people worked really hard on this movie. We should look at their names.
Yeah, some of the names.
Stuart Craig, I'm sure he's a great
designer.
Guy.
Woo! Yeah. Stuart Craig has murdered three people.
Hey, John Williams!
John Williams! Mwah, my boy.
Oh, man after my own heart.
Basically, like, I usually watch this movie around the holidays, and I usually watch it with family and friends, but as you know, this year has been hard for doing that sort of stuff because we've all been so separate. So my hope being with this is that, you know, wherever you are in the world, whether you're spending the holidays with family or
my boy.
King shit Rupert Grint. Yes, queen shit Emma Watson. Whether you're
John
spending
Cleese is the next
these holidays
credit. Amazing Robbie Coltrane.
God. Whether you're spending this holiday with family and friends and loved ones, or you can't do that because you're separated by, you know, the awfulness that's going on in the world, we hope that, you know, if you watch this movie with us, that it gave you a little bit of comfort in these holiday times.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I'm sorry I kept interrupting your beautiful heartfelt speech with, like, my reactions to the credits. Hey, Sean Biggestar!
Yeah! Fuck yeah, Sean, biggest star. Fuck yeah, work.
Tom Felton!
Hey, it's the boy.
The
Tom
boy.
Felton. Yeah. Well, that was indeed a film. Amazing. 10 out of 10. I'm going to do my Letterboxd review for that tonight.
I'm not going to
do follow
that.
Me on Letterboxd, guys. I'm at Gem, just Gem. And I guess we'll leave it there, unless there's anything you wanted to say, Rhea?
Yeah, don't bother following me on Letterboxd. I have it, but like all social media, I just never update it. The only thing I update is Tumblr.
Trash. Trash human.
Trash, I know. I don't like social media. Happy holidays, listeners.
Well,
we hope you enjoyed our non-stop bullshit. 2 hours, 27 minutes of just talking absolute nonsense.
Yep. Incredible. Well, I've been Jem, and it's been a pleasure watching this movie with all of you.
Yes, it has. We love you. Have a safe and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.